When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
An Erio's original.
My name is Carrie Kenny, and I am guest hosting for the lovely Leslie, who is going to be away from the microphone for a little bit. And I'm going to do a few episodes. Hopefully, I can do them justice for her. If you don't know who I am, I'm an actress. I do comedy. You may remember me from a little television program called Reno 911, where I played a fake police officer. I don't know. I'm on all kinds of TV shows and movies and crap like that. But most importantly, I like to bake and I like to sew and I like to weave and I like to make crap that no one ever sees, but that I appreciate doing. So I'm going to talk to some other makers, doers, movers, shakers. And today I'm talking to Kulap Velaysov. Okay, so first of all, am I pronouncing your name right? Dame Judi Dench.
It's close. It's close. It's close. It's very close.
Kulap Velaysov.
Yes.
You are a national treasure.
Oh, I don't know if that's the case, but thank you. I'll take it from you. Comedy legend.
Well, now you're really pushing it. First of all, we're in your home right now, and I've seen it on Instagram. We're friends in the outside world, but I've never been to your home. And now that I'm here, I'm realizing I thought it was like a set on Instagram. Like you rent a space.
Wow. You felt like I was an influencer.
I thought you were an influencer. I mean, you are an influencer to me.
Oh, thank you.
You have influenced me, but your home is incredible.
Thank you. We had an amazing interior designer, Sarah Bastian. But I have a lot of opinions. So yeah. I think I helped quite a bit.
Who chose the white moose head?
That was Sarah. But I one of my spirit animals is a moose.
Okay.
So
you chopped its head off and you put it above your fireplace.
Well, first of all, I cast him in porcelain.
Right, porcelain.
Yes.
Right.
And he is present at all times.
He is very present. It's just the whole scene is incredible.
Thank you, Carrie.
I'm so glad you invited us to stay for the week.
Huh? What?
Maybe I misread that. So you are doing everything. You have done everything. Yes, ma'am.
Well.
You're a podcaster. You're a writer. You're a comedian. You're a director. You're an actress. And I first met you because you came on as a guest to Reno 911.
Such a fun day.
It was such a fun day. It's always so fun when we have Kulap and we have rented a fake airplane.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I played a Thai flight attendant.
Yeah. We were extraditing Patton Oswalt back to Thailand because he claimed that he was a pedophile.
That's right. Yes.
Turned out.
Just wanted attention.
Wanted a free trip to Thailand. And so did our officers. Yeah. You were great.
Thank you. And everyone should go to Thailand. It's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
Great food. Great people.
You don't have to claim you're a pedophile to get there. You could just buy a ticket on Expedia, probably, or whatever this podcast is sponsored by. Yeah, you were incredible in that. And then I came on to Bajillion Dollar Properties and had the time of my life.
You were oh my gosh, season two or season three. They're all sort of running together in my head, but you were amazing playing the character of Mrs. Gulliver.
Yeah.
Gulliver, yes.
And she was 700 years old, I felt like. But well, also a twist.
There was a twist.
There was a twist. Yes. She really wasn't the old crazy bat we thought she was.
Yeah, you and Brian Husky were conning our realtors, Baxter and Andrew, played by Drew Tarver and Ryan Gall.
Yeah.
You got them to disrobe and Turkish wrestle
mm-hmm. in their tidy whities.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is just two of them circling each other and giving each other wedgies.
Right. I mean, what a dream job to sit and order people around to do that.
Literally sit. In beautiful homes. By the ocean.
In silk pajamas. In a wheelchair. If you can get that job, I would apply. I also said to you when I first walked in, I'm obsessed with and blown away by your film origin story. And if people haven't seen it, they should watch it. And it's unexpected and it's beautiful and it's just monstrously beautiful.
I grew up in the suburbs of Minnesota with a mom and a dad and two younger sisters. As much as I wanted us to be like everybody else, we were different. My parents are Lao immigrants. They left after the war. They risked everything crossing the Mekong River and ended up in a Thai refugee camp before they found asylum in America. When I was 14, they were fighting again. When I stood up for my father, my mom said, "Why are you defending him? He's not your real dad." And just like that, everything that I knew about myself was a lie. All these years, I've been running away from my past. Now, I'm finally ready to run towards it. From my home in Los Angeles, to where I grew up in Minnesota, to Laos, where I'll find my birth father.
From you, we all know you're brilliantly funny, you're a great writer, you're a great actress, but it's sort of like in this world of comedy. So to see something like that and to really see your heart and your story and your history was incredibly moving.
Thank you. My parents are Lao refugees. They're immigrants. And we just had a lot of secrets. And it came to a point in where I just felt like I needed to save the life that I want to live. But it took me until I was about 33 to really explore what that meant, to ask the questions I never asked. Initially, I thought it was fact-finding, but what it actually ended up being was just understanding who my parents are, and thereby understanding who I am. And the great part of it is that, you know, I feel more free from my past, and I feel at peace.
Wow.
It's a wonderful byproduct of something that was incredibly difficult.
And so brave to be that vulnerable. You know, we put ourselves out there in the world to say, I am this one thing. I am the funny girl. I am, you know, my brand in the world is this. And you put out such a raw, beautiful part of yourself. And I thank you for it.
Thank you so much.
In your life, in your, you know, going through these different struggles and finding yourself and all this, did you find this powerful, I don't know what you call it, martial arts girl? Because I have been stalking your Instagram and your sort of like kickboxing badass self and wondering, like, did this come out of a cathartic, I need to sort of punch my way through this history, this life? Or was it just like, I need an exercise, and so now I do this? Like, how do you one day wake up and say, I'm going to start, you know, being like a super awesome kickboxing badass bitch?
So I've always been interested in action films and martial arts. Growing up, I'd watch Chinese movies with my dad. I'd watch Chinese movies dubbed in Thai with my mom that were old. The kind of, I forget the style, but it's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, that type of style. Love Bruce Lee, love Jackie Chan. So I started kickboxing probably steadily for at least 7 years. And because I had done it prior to Instagram ever existing, I didn't even think to post stuff.
Yeah, because it's just something you're doing.
Yes.
In your daily life. Like, yeah, who would it was want just, to?
Yeah, I didn't think, oh, I should post this. And then it took for one of my best friends and my trainer, Kendra Smith, who's in all those videos with me, to go like, you should post some stuff. Show people what you're doing.
Well, I think that's what was so shocking about it. Because often, like, we'll post things, I feel like, that it's like, look, I'm learning to weave. And you'll see like a sort of a crappy little, like, oh, good for you. Look, this looks great, you know? And it was just like, and bam, I'm an expert kickboxer. Like, wait a second.
So I think what you were saying about like, oh, I'm going to wake up one day. It was more like, oh, it was Kendra was like, you should show people what you've been doing.
Yeah.
And I think through that process of like figuring out who I am and yes, punching through the pain. And then I posted it. It's like, and people really responded to it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people thought that, oh, you just started. It's like, oh, no, it's been
well,
it's been
I
years.
Could clearly tell you hadn't just, I mean, if that was the case, I would say pick up every hobby you can because somehow you're a savant. But no, I could tell that it was something that you had been doing. I just wondered where it, I wondered the origin story, of the kickboxing.
I mean, I definitely do feel I have an aptitude for it. Like I have a, it almost feels like it's a language I've spoken before.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, some things you just are like, oh yeah, that like.
Yeah. No, I haven't found one yet, but sure. No, I can see how that can happen.
Her tails.
Sure. I could see it. Yeah. You're built for something like that. I know this is going to come as a big surprise to you. I am not built for anything athletic. I know that I look like a championship sport person.
Sport person. I that do love gave it away.
Sports ball. I've tried all the sports. Don't know how to do any of them at all. But you look like it's something that's in your body.
Yeah.
When you first started doing this, did you say, I want to try and do those cool action moves? Or was it like you know what? I really should start getting my heart rate up 20 minutes a day. What started you doing it? Because
I think it's both because I've done, let's see, and I have the gear to prove it, many a thing.
Okay.
Like, I bought shoes to cycle in, Pilates, and I've tried yoga, and I did stripper fitness.
I was going
to
ask, am I going to find a pole in this closet?
Well,
collecting dust.
For some reason, and Scott says he didn't do anything to it, but the pole's missing. It was up in our old condo when we moved. It's gone.
I love that you say he didn't do anything to it. What are you suspecting he may have done to
it.
Or with it?
I think he tossed it.
Got it.
Because I
was
had
thinking
it.
Something much more nefarious.
Started a business.
Yeah. Ladies, pole dancing out of the back of my van.
Yeah, he's a cam boy.
Sure.
He's set up at Earwolf. There's one room in Earwolf where it's just him being a cam boy with a pole.
Hold on. This is a good
Should
deal.
Should I not reveal that?
This is a good deal. Ladies, get your Groupons.
Oh, man. Business has got to be tough if he's already got Groupons.
In the same breath that you said trying new things, you said the gear. And that's me. So I'm a classic. I'm a sucker. So yeah. I go in to skydive for the first time. I leave with a bumper sticker. I have a license plate frame that says, I'd rather be skydiving. I'm in the car on the way home at stoplights Googling flight suits because I'm sure now I'm going to buy flight suits. Like,
how many times did you do it?
Once, honey, once. I'm never going to do that again. But I have all kinds of stuff. I'm all about the gear for anything.
Yeah. Yeah, because for a second I was like, CrossFit. Yes, that's who I am.
That's who I am. You know me. You know my friend Kulop. She's that CrossFit lady.
Oh, no, it's hard. These kettlebells, they hurt. No. Like,
you're done with it before you leave the parking lot.
Oh, and that's the thing. But I've already purchased a series.
Oh, sure.
So kickboxing is the one thing that where I – so it's a mixture of like I have an aptitude for it, plus I don't get bored. And Kendra Smith, my friend and trainer, she's just – she keeps it interesting. We're not doing the same move
Yeah.
So there's this element of like, I can do it, but it's challenging. And also every move I can work up to it. You know, right. Sometimes you're like, oh, well, this is too hard.
So, okay. That's fascinating to me that it was like because for me, like as soon as I said exercise, I assume it's because for some health reason or because it's like, oh, I should. But I forget that some people actually enjoy exercise or sweating or moving their bodies. For me, it's like,
yeah, I know.
It's just something that's on the list of shit that I know I'm supposed to be doing that I'm not
doing. Well, that is a part of it. I mean, she comes to me.
Yeah.
Now, I've had so many gym
memberships. But you could hide in your bedroom and you don't.
That's true.
Because I've done that.
That's true. Actually, I think in the beginning I did. I think I've also surrendered to the fact that I feel better when I move.
Sure. But we all know that. Has anyone ever after a week of exercise going, God, I wish I hadn't have done that. I look better. Sorry. I have more energy. Ugh, I wish I wasn't doing that. Of course we do. Yeah. We all do.
That's
but
true.
But it still isn't enough for me.
Yeah. And kickboxing especially is I've attempted meditation. I'm not.
Mm-mm.
You have to be in front of me and kind of have to force me into. But kickboxing, it's so satisfying. It is a sort of, it's to me as if, well, so a physical meditation.
But you're also good at it. And something just occurred to me, which is that I don't feel cool when I do any kind of exercise. If I could look cool or I don't care what I love. If I could feel cool, like
yes.
I got this.
Yes.
Look at me. I'm throwing kicks in the air. Or I can't think of another kind of exercise. Oh, running. Or like, look at my stride. Look, I don't feel cool doing any kind of exercise. I feel like a big storky dork that can't get the moves, but part of it for you must just be like, I feel like one of those people in the movies.
Yes,
I'm Jackie Channing, this lady.
Yeah. Okay, so Kendra used to be a stunt woman. So she sells everything too. So then it's like for the ego, I mean, the ego to be tickled in that way too.
You're like, I broke her sternum in this lesson. Yeah. I paid her $40 and I broke her sternum.
She's constantly like selling, as I'm punching her, she's moving her head as if it was more of an impact.
Oh, this is fantastic. Good. You're really getting your money's worth.
Does she ever
leave here crying, running, grabbing her things?
Going, just stop.
I should ask for that.
Get away from me. I should absolutely ask. Okay, so how far are you from here? Because I was going to say I want you to come. People have been joining me.
Well, listen, I will come. I will, because you know what? I've been, as I get older, I'm less concerned about how I look because I'm realizing it's taken me many years to realize this, that most people aren't looking at me. They're looking at themselves in the mirror and thinking how their butt looks. No one's looking at my butt.
Well, or I'm looking at you and you look great.
Well, I know. Well, my butt does look really good today, yeah, but that's besides the point, Kulop. So I have a secret, which is that I am obsessed. I know this is different, but with mixed martial arts.
You are?
Obsessed.
Are you obsessed?
So my husband turned me on to it. He didn't, what did he turn me on to it? It was on TV in our living room years ago. And I just found myself, I've never been into boxing. I've never ever been into watching football, baseball, any kind of sport. Something about mixed martial arts kind of blew my mind. And I think part of it is that early on watching at least the UFC, they would cut away to these personal stories. And I'm a sucker for it. Oh, this guy, his dad died last week. Now he's about to do this fight. And also the fact that you're seeing like blood and sweat and muscle and tears and these triumphs, and it's right before your eyes and they're in a motherfucking cage.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, it's got it all.
Yeah.
And I really got into it to the point where we were going to these fights pretty regularly in Vegas. So we were at a party.
Holy cow.
We were at a Comedy Central party and somebody walked up and said, oh, this, you know, someone wants to meet you. And it was some guy, I still don't remember his name at the time, but he was a mixed martial arts guy. And he said, oh, you know, you're into it. You should meet Dana. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Dana White?
Yeah.
So met Dana White. He said, oh, you know, I'm a fan of Reno and nice to meet you. Do you want to come to a fight? So at this point, I am 8 months pregnant, which by the way, at the time I looked 17 months pregnant because I was enormous. And I'm like, fuck it, we're going. So we went to the UFC fight in Vegas as Dana White's guest, ringside, 8 months pregnant, I thought, I'm going to be the only pregnant woman at this thing. This is humiliating. I was not the only pregnant woman there, but I was the only pregnant woman without like a yard of beer and a curly straw. So and then seeing it in person just put it over the top for me. I was just like, oh my God. It was a little much to see it in person, I have
it's
to
so
say.
Visceral,
it, because
right?
then it became real. Like this yeah. that guy's really hurt, you know, on TV. Whoa. It's there's a distance, but
I really want you to meet Kendra.
Okay.
Cause she's
she gonna hurt me.
No.
Okay.
No. I almost want to flip it this way. I want me and Kendra to come to your house.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
I just have a feeling, and I do believe that I have a sense of it, is that you're going to love it.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're not even talking about next time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just this time.
And we just do it.
I just want to throw this out as well. I think it's important. Do I wish the times weren't like this?
Yeah.
But it is important to know these moves in defense of yourself.
God,
in a dark alley.
Thought of that. Yeah. Club. Isn't that weird that that didn't occur to me?
Real talk, since the election of 2016, yeah. I have gotten my certain skills. Yeah. I've sharpened.
Yeah.
Because I have felt at risk.
Isn't that
by the rhetoric?
Isn't that horrific?
Political rhetoric. And I'm really, and Kendra is starting to do sort of like self-defense classes, which aren't your typical self-defense classes. It's, yeah. It's thinking about things about like how you get up from the ground.
Yeah.
Like don't put your back to the person. Wow. And certain hand grabs and stuff like that.
Wow.
And with kickboxing, elbows, knees.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, it's just about do some damage. Run, get the fuck out. Like that's
so
what
you're
is.
Saying is if someone comes after me physically and I say please don't do that, that's not enough.
I hope it's enough. I hope it's
excuse
enough.
Me, I would like my wallet back and I would like you to step out of my personal bubble. Thank you, have a great day.
I mean, it could I just to have a
just
backup,
just in case. Isn't that nuts though that I didn't think of that in the scenario of
this
of
is
learning
part of
something
it. Yeah.
Like that, but of course it is, and it should
for
be.
Me yeah,
I have a tiny little pink mace, keychain mace, that my mom gave me as a stocking stuffer 1 year, and I keep it to the side. And there have been times when it's dark, I'm pulling into a parking lot where I do, as I'm fumbling with my wallet and sort of getting my, I have that sort of like in my vision, like that's there, you know, of someone's coming up behind me on the side. Okay, nope, this is just an old lady, you know, heading to her car, we're good. But there are those moments where it yeah. would be nice to, with your own person, with your own body, know that you could defend yourself if you had to.
It almost it's that feeling, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, she's gonna be trouble.
In New York, I was never scared. I can honestly tell you, I was never scared. And I lived on Tompkins Square Park when it was closed down because it was overrun with violence and drug addicts. And I mean, I lived in places and was out on the streets at times when I should have been afraid, and I wasn't. Some of it is just being
youth.
Being dumb and young. Yeah. But here in LA,
I'm
afraid more. Now, I've broken it down. Am I afraid more? And it's probably a combination of things. I'm older. I'm a mom. And I think also there is a part of it, which is I don't know this flavor of crazy. For some reason, I know the New York flavor of crazy, but like Venice Beach at night crazy. Is it that there are new drugs in the world and I'm not familiar with like,
yeah.
you know, the what's I don't know.
That's so valid. I totally understand the third a lot.
Yeah. So you, I mean, it's silly to say as if it's not enough that you're like, you know, living in this incredible house that you're, you know, decorating, taking care of, you're kicking people in the face as a hobby. Your Who Charted was an incredible podcast, still is, but you were on that for 47 years.
Yeah. And it felt like 48, but yeah, seven.
And Bajillion Dollar Properties ran for how many seasons?
Four seasons.
Yeah. And then this feature origin story, which I know took at least 5 years.
Yes.
I mean, it really took your whole lifetime
to create. That's true. That's true, yeah.
And then the 7,000 other projects you've got going on. Is there anything else that like hobby-wise or, you know, that you – at the end of a day, you're like, I just want to dig into this, you know, kind of mindless you know, take my mind off of things.
Well, mindless stuff would definitely be watching TV, but that's boring to talk about. In the spirit of like wellness and the wellness train I've been on for now over a decade, I do fuck with crystals. I fuck with tarot.
So you actually fuck the crystals.
I do. They're all.
A whole separate podcast. Hold
on. They're just dildos, actually.
Oh. Crystal. They're clear.
One of my dildos, crystal.
Got it.
One's called Tawny.
Got it. I see them all laid out here on the coffee table.
I thought that actually what we were going to talk about this whole time. And so I'm glad we're finally getting to it.
Different podcast, but we could maybe do a crossover.
Yes.
What do you mean when you say that you fuck with crystals? So it's like you obviously you have a sense of irony about it. You're not one of the people that's like, I don't see why you find this funny or
all the shit that I do
questionable.
All the shit that I've ever done, including like astrology. I had a white shaman at a certain time. I've done so many different types of healing modalities. They've changed my life. I still am slightly embarrassed about them and I still do them.
But don't you think it's just the nature of sort of being a female comedian that it's like I do that with everything.
Oh, okay, I guess you're right.
With everything.
Yeah.
With the most, I can't ever just let something settle or be and in the world say, yeah, I'm into this thing. Then I have to crack a joke about it. So in case people have a moment of like, well, that's a little weird, I'll beat you to it with, I know this is a little weird.
Yeah, you see me.
So you had said they work, that it's working. Tell me what's working. How is it working?
If I imbued, you know, I'm looking around my house right now, but like a fork and I gave it meaning and power and said that, and I focused on it. I could use that as a tool to clear my mind so then one could believe that certain minerals and crystals hold certain properties that are inherent within them. Like they say rose quartz is about love, right?
Right.
It's this beautiful pink stone. And if I hold the pink stone and I think about that and I contemplate that, I clear my mind, that it would act as almost a battery in my life. So that's a loose kind of like theory. They're like charged objects that you can put intention into.
I get that. I get what you're saying about putting energy onto something, then being able to go back to that object and that object emits that vibe, whatever that is for you.
Yeah.
And that maybe crystals are sort of more magnets for that energy and hold the energy a little more. Listen to me. I know so much about everything. but the reason I say I can kind of relate to that is because I had never experienced this before, but I started seeing this therapist who did, this is when everyone clicks off. They're like, oh, here we go. Crystals and therapists.
Because I could go on and on about both subjects.
But this ring that I'm wearing was my mother's golden ring. Golden ring. It's like, who am I from the 1400s? It's a golden ring. For those who don't speak the language, it's a gold ring. This golden treasure was me mother's. And this therapist said, yeah, I want to try something with you. And she smacked me across the face and said, no. She said, I want to try something with you. She said, that energy that you keep talking about that you're missing from your mother's, my mother passed a couple years ago. She said that energy, that memory, that one memory that you keep going back to as that empowering, amazing feeling that you had in that one moment in your life with your mom that's sort of pivotal. She said, I want to try and put that into this ring. And I was like, okay, you know, sure. And we sat and we meditated and she said, I want you to imagine that moment. I want you to imagine that moment kind of swirling into this tiny little ball of energy. And now I want you to hold the ring and I want you to rub it. I want you to put, and I just went for it. You know, in my mind, I just said, let's just do this. Let's just see if I can get there. And I'll be gosh darned. Now I wear this ring. And if I ever, even if it's just kind of a worry stone thing, it's just a comforting, I find myself in moments that I'm kind of feel untethered.
Yeah.
I find myself sort of rubbing this ring and there is an ease that comes over me and it's subtle, but why the hell not?
Yes, right? Exactly.
So that's kind of how I feel about the whole thing.
Yeah, look, a little white magic didn't hurt nobody.
Yeah, okay, now you're pushing it. come into my lair.
No, it's weird. She's backing towards the door, everybody. But she's tethered to this mic.
No, look, my girlfriend is very into it. My best friend is all about the, you know, the full moon ceremonies and all the crystals and all the things. And it's just new to me. It's just something that I'm learning. And I'm such a, you know, sort of side eye skeptical, but I'll try anything. This was the first example of something that really like, oh, okay. Yeah. I can see how transfer of energy.
Yes.
Means something to me. Yeah.
And not dissimilarly, I have a number of, tarot decks, but there's one in particular, which is this animal spirit deck. And so I like to pull for myself, but I love pulling for my friends.
Oh my gosh.
And it lends itself always to a deeper conversation.
Wow. So wait, you pull a deck. So the, I know I only.
I'll go get it.
Okay. Yeah, I think it just has to happen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They're gorgeous. Here.
Okay, so.
So they're gorgeous cards.
Can I just tell you, I'm having, as she points to the severed moose head on her, above her fireplace. I am having a moment here because as we were talking about my mother earlier, hummingbirds have been visiting me since the day my mother died in droves, coming into my home, flying into my house. I can't even tell you how overwhelming it has been. And you just pulled out this deck, you flipped it over, and the only card showing was this hummingbird card. It kind of blows my mind, especially on the...
Hummingbird. Positive, enthusiastic, spiritually resourceful. Inside the tiny hummingbird resides an endless well of energy and positivity. The hummingbird's secret is that they have learned where to gather nectar, and they return to these sources daily for nourishment and rejuvenation. The sacred elixir springs from many sources, but usually involves nature, creativity, and exploring spirituality. Follow the way of the hummingbird, and you cannot go wrong. Every droplet of life becomes sweet, every moment worth savoring. When in balance, smart, curious, loves to learn. When out of balance, pushy, insistent, sharp. To bring into balance, take a class.
Now, the only thing that I could relate to in that whole thing was pushy. So that's me. No, I...
And each hummingbird is saying how pushy you are.
Right. No, I get it. No, they're not wrong. This incredible to me. All right, I'm going to pull one for you. Is that how you do it? You do it.
Okay.
How do you do it?
Well, what I... So, like, if there's any meditation that isn't physical, isn't kickboxing, are these cards. And so I would... Like, I would go, oh, what, I'm going to pull a card a day. And what should I learn about today?
Okay.
So I would have that intention. I would shuffle the deck.
Yep.
And I would do it better than that.
I was pretty impressed.
One more time. Just for good measure. And then with my non-dominant hand, I would cut it. Three times.
Why is this the non-dominant hand? It just is. Okay.
It just is. And I'm left non-dominant.
Maybe so.
No one talks like that.
So you're not kind of manipulating it with your dominant hand or something.
It's maybe. Or maybe it's my feminine hand. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
It's a very
feminine hand that you have there.
Thank you.
It's almost like you're a woman.
Thank you. Almost. Just about. And then I would pull a card from anywhere in the deck. I flip it over and that's... And I pulled elephant.
And so then you read about that day. Do you know, have you done this long enough to know what elephant is? I'm guessing
I have had a few times, but, and I'm, it's about wisdom, but I'll just briefly look. But what I do with friends is like, there's like a two card pull, which is like the path and the obstacle. I have a three card spread, which is past, present, future. And then there's just a myriad of different readings you can do and different number of cards. And I have this cloth that goes with it. Oh,
it's beautiful. This whole thing is so beautiful. See, this is the kind of thing. Now I'm into it. I'm going to go buy all the stuff because it's all cute and awesome.
Well, that's the other thing. It's also aesthetically pleasing.
It really is.
And I do. And crystals are, again, very beautiful.
Yes.
They're just like, you know, they're jewels.
They are.
They're basically shiny jewels.
Really, really special.
So I would lay this out and my friend would ask, you know, kind of what area, where they're at. And then I would decide what spread we'd do. And I'd, I have like a necklace I'd put, it'd become a fun ceremony.
Do you do like sage?
I sure
all
do.
Of, yeah, you do. You get all into that.
I get
and where
into
did
that.
You learn all this? Was this like something you grew up doing? Or, I mean, in Minnesota, is a young kulop in her room like collecting sage and pulling elephant cards? No.
No, a lot of this is California, you guys. I've been here for 20 years.
Yeah, but that's
a huge part of it.
Yeah.
I will say that the people of Laos are very superstitious. And
okay.
Spiritual people, we all believe in ghosts. We grow up talking about that. It's not even supernatural. All that stuff is a part of the culture. And so is the lottery. So this is not so far from that.
But is this like a no-no in that culture? Is this ooh, you don't mess it? Okay,
yeah,
so this goes along with it.
This goes along with it. Yeah. There are fortune tellers and shamans and all of that too. It's me going full Los Angeles, full West Coast, full granola crunchy California.
Yeah, but you're...
I get stuff out of it. Yeah. Like that's the, and really truly when for Morgan Walsh's birthday, my gift to her was lunch and a full like, and it's such a wonderful thing to experience. It's similarly to what I was saying about the crystals. It's like you have this like something to give intention to or to kind of visualize as we're talking about things that are happening in her life, or, you know, it's just really fun to do. But also I just think it's more than fun. It's like a deepening. It's just such a deep conversation. And I think it helps.
I just love that you're also the kind of person that as a friend that you just offhandedly said, oh, my gift to her was a lunch and a reading. It's like, you know, the fact that you take the time or that you think to yourself, okay, what would be something I could give to this person? Something bigger than, you know, a pair of earrings, like what is, or that I'm giving a gift at all, that I'm really thinking about giving of myself, of my energy. And it's, that's a really cool thing. And my birthday is in January.
Oh,
so
okay,
I can't
great.
Wait. What am I going to do for you? I'll bake you a cake.
Oh, please. Thank you. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Knit sweaters for the dogs. I don't know. I didn't expect all of this. I didn't expect to find, and I love that we sort of found this, you know, the two sides of you as far as the sort of hobby world goes are kind of, you could say, are opposite ends of the spectrum.
Well,
you're kicking butt.
I'm a Gemini rising. And so if that...
Hi, Gemini rising.
If that explains things to the people who have stuck around and have not stopped this podcast,
this is gonna
because
be...
of their eyes rolling back beyond their heads.
This is going to be a 7-hour deep dive. I adore you.
I adore you too.
Thank you for pulling out your crystals, for
my cards,
pulling out your pole,
my snoring dog,
for sharing your snoring dog, and for not kicking me in the face, at least today.
I mean, you're so tall. It's really, I'd have to stretch first.
Even the gut. I'm glad you didn't do that either. Thank you.
Thank you.
Leslie will be back from hiatus in a few weeks. In the meantime, we have more episodes from the wonderful Carrie Kenny to come. Does listening to Filling the Void fill your void? Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
This is the dog. By the way, we're not... Are we getting that?
Yeah, that's Molly.
It's really funny when you put the mic in front of her face.
exercise
I think we just don't explain it at all. Like, remember that weird podcast with Kulop and Carrie? And there was that. We could start like some.
We just say it's a
rumor mill.
It's bored.
So anyway, my life story started.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.